don't get a lot of chances to do these in the most respect, smaller races. You know, being one of the biggest teams, we're always racing the big Pro Tour races. So we come to this race with just the attitude that just go out there, race hard. Everyone can race for themselves as opposed to committing themselves to one particular person. And just go out there and have fun, you know. Team Sky as a team tend to race quite protective and like strategic and very planned. But we just wanted to go out there, have fun, race, attack, do what you want to do. And, you know, it's a fun style of racing. And, yeah, you know, we had Pete Kennedy and Stannard really, active in the race. And then myself coming fourth in the final sprint. And, really happy with it, to be honest, because, you know, there was nine guys left in the final group on a hard circuit, hilly circuit, where normally I'm not an out-and-out climber. So to be up there in the thick of it on a hard circuit like that was quite pleasing.
Do you kind of go over it in your mind afterwards, yeah, think, oh, maybe I could have done a bit better?
Yeah, I was in bed last night actually running it over in my head, and time again I keep telling myself how many different ways I could have done it to do it better. You know, I knew it was a headwind sprint, and I knew it was slight crosswind, so I wanted to be in the left-hand gutter. And yeah, hindsight's a great thing, and I'm definitely looking back. I opened up my sprint first out of the guys, and definitely opened up too early. I never would have won it. I'll put my hand up and say that straight away. Johnny Meersman's an out-and-out sprinter, and I'd have never beaten him, but I think I definitely could have come second and third if I'd ridden it better. But you know, that's a big if. Fourth is fourth, and that's the result, and that's life. So just learn for next time.
Yeah, so a month in Australia, now you're heading back in this rough direction, I suppose, but off to the Gulf.
Yeah, off to Qatar, yeah. So we got a few more days here. Travel Thursday over to Qatar. Tour Qatar starts Sunday. So just continuing that preparation towards the Cobble Classics in Belgium and France coming up. They're the big goal. All this racing and training is just building up towards that. So another really tough race. It's always windy over there. It's full-on racing, you know, crosswinds, action-packed. So getting top-end action over there, and hopefully set me up in good stead for the Classic.
I was speaking to Geraint last week, and he's talking about looking for opportunities to lead the team this year. What sort of progression are you hoping for in 2015?
I've had 3 years as a professional with Team Sky, so I'm going into my fourth year now. I've just started my fourth year. And the last 3 years have been a lot about earning the right to be in a team and making a name for yourself and being a reliable team domestic, which means, you know, just helping the guys out. And the last 3 years have pretty much been committed to that. And I think this year, definitely in some of the Cobble Classics, you know, some of the smaller Cobble Classics, you know, I'll get a chance to race myself and get a free role and hopefully, prove myself in them. And there's nothing saying I can't. Hopefully, my aim is to get on the podium in one of them. That's, you know, it's aiming high, but, you know, you got to. So I think, and the team have already said I'll be able to get a chance in some of the Classics for myself. And then, you know, beyond the Classics, moving on to the longer stage races, you know, the biggest stage races in the world that lead up to the Tour de France. And I really just want to get in that Tour de France team. It's a big ask, especially in Team Sky being one of the best, if not the best, and the strongest teams in the world. We've got so many, you know, it's a star-studded team and there's so many top riders. So even just to get in the team is a big ask in itself. But, you know, I definitely want to try and make that team, put my name in the hat and prove myself in them races and go to the Tour de France as a domestique for Chris Froome and hopefully see him win the yellow jersey.
Team Sky is large and you've got people all over the place. So how often, for instance, would you come across Geraint Thomas? Obviously, you know, local lads from Cardiff together, but do you ever get to race too much together?
Yeah, in terms of Geraint, I actually raced Tour Down Under in Adelaide last week. Looking at our schedules, we've actually got quite a few races together this year, which is nice. You know, race with him there, race with him in Paris-Nice and race with him throughout the Classics. So the next few months I'll be alongside him quite a bit. And then, you know, them races and training camps leading up to the Tour, we cross over quite a bit. So it's quite a surreal thing, you know. Like, we both started off two little kids with a big dream riding down the track in Mainly. And to think now we're both, you know, one of the world's biggest teams and racing the biggest races against the best riders in the world. And, you know, potentially, it's a big ask, but potentially we'll have two Welsh riders in the Tour de France this year. Again, I'm saying that with pretty big ambition. It's far from 100%, far from 50%. But, you know, just for me aiming for that, it's pretty cool and it's a pretty surreal experience to be going through it all with a guy who, guy who I've known since I was 10 years old, you know, it's pretty cool.